We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillah Siman Kuf Vav Middle of Sif Aleph says the Mechaber Uketanim L'chinach Hayavim L'chanchem. Children who have reached the age of chinach, where it is now time to train them to daven, the one is obligated to train their children to daven at that age. Mishnah Berurah says to daven Shmona Esrei morning and evening. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to give them food before Shacharis, and you can't cause them pain by making them not eat before they eat, before they daven. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if there are children who want to make a minyan together in order to say Kaddish and Kedusha, they are not allowed to do so. Siv Beis, Misha Terasu Menosel Kagon Rashbi V'Chavei Rav, Mafsak L'Kriyash Mavalila Tefila. Rav Shmuel Bar Yochai and his contemporaries, his colleagues, who would learn all day. That was their quote-unquote profession. They would learn the entire day, and they would never stop. So they do not need to stop for tefillah, only for kriyashma. But nowadays, we don't have anybody who is at the level of Tarasu Manasso, who doesn't stop for anything. They learn constantly, and therefore, even people who are learning in kolol or something of that nature, they would have to stop for Shmona Esrei to daven, shacharis, mincha, and mariv. While it's true that they have to stop in order to daven, the Shulchan Aruch discussed earlier whether someone who is Toroso Umenosu, someone who is learning in Kolel, or someone who constantly learns, would they have to go out of their way to go daven Betzibur, or would they be able to daven in their base medrash? And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that they do not need to daven Betzibur. However, if there is a minyan in the place that they are, then they should daven. And if they are the person who is not going to daven Betzibur because they're constantly learning, they should make sure not to make it public because they don't want other people to see, because then other people who aren't sitting and learning will be mevatel minyan as well and say, well, if he doesn't go, then I don't have to go either. That's always something to be concerned about. Dharma adds, imlomid lacherim, eino posik. If somebody teaches others, then they do not need to stop. Fishmon asks, imikom makom posik, vikor, posik, rich, and shal kriyashma, they still need to stop for shma. Vimena shah of eris, eishal sheis, adain lespal of likor kriyashma, eino posik klal. But if after the shir there will be enough time to say shma, shmon asks, then they should not stop for the posik of shma when they are teaching others. Rather, they should wait until they finish with their shir, and then they can stop to say Shema and Shmona Esrei.